for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Top Trump administration officials will appear before a closed-door hearing in the Senate on Wednesday over the U.S. response to the murder of a Saudi journalist. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't completely backing up President Trump on the issue of Jamal Khashoggi's murder in the Turkish consulate. First, McConnell says he believes the CIA assessment.
What obviously happened, as basically certified by the CIA, is completely abhorrent.
Second, McConnell says giving Saudi Arabia a pass is wrong.
So some kind of response to that certainly would be in order.
And McConnell says the Senate is discussing what the appropriate response should be.
I think almost no one believes we should completely and totally fracture our relationship with the Saudis. But yeah, some kind of response is going to be appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
He calls it a witch hunt and a hoax, but President Trump told the Washington Post he won't step in to end the investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He also said he won't let it continue to the end. He says he may cancel a scheduled meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over Moscow's capture of three Ukrainian ships and their crews on Sunday, saying, "I don't like that aggression." The president also said he's not happy with Jerome Powell. It might be a bit harder to find that Christmas tree this year, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association says that there's a shortage of noble fir trees across America. The organization says the shortage was due to the Great Recession back in 2008, where there was a huge surplus prompting growers to plant fewer trees to save money. Also this year, expect to pay 10% more for that noble fir Christmas tree. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People in Mississippi went to the polls for a runoff election. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has clips of President Trump at a rally there on Monday.
I need the great people of Mississippi to send a message to crying Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, the radical Democrats, by electing Cindy.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy. I'm Robin Walensky.
The romaine lettuce warning has been lifted. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
You'll remember just before Thanksgiving, the FDA was urging restaurants, grocers, and consumers to throw out all their romaine lettuce because of an E. coli outbreak, but they hadn't determined the source. The outbreak did sicken more than 40 people in 12 states. Well, the FDA now says the most likely source of the contamination was from lettuce grown in California's Central Coast region. It says the romaine growing season there is now over, so it's shifting south to California's Imperial Valley, Arizona, and Florida. The FDA says romaine producers and distributors are now going to include product labeling and dating to assure consumers that the lettuce they're buying is not associated with that outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.